Staying with the pandemic, members of the National Public Health Emergency Team have been warning members of the Oireachtas Health Committee today of the risk of another wave of COVID-19 if restrictions are eased too quickly. Our reporter Adele McAllister has been listening to proceedings. She's with us now. Adele, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, urging caution about any easing of restrictions.
That's right, Brian. The hearing is still underway as we speak. It's been underway since 12:30. But just in his opening statement, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn said there were more reasons to be hopeful now than at any other time in the pandemic because of the rollout and also the trajectory of the disease. But despite this, he said there was still a considerable risk of another wave of infection if restrictions are eased too quickly, because the numbers currently vaccinated are low and because of other issues, including the transmissibility of the disease. So he said that the National Public Health Emergency Team's advice to government continues to recommend a cautious approach.
While significant progress is being made in controlling the disease and in rolling out vaccines, we still have a high level of infection. We are dealing with a much more transmissible virus than last year, and the absolute number of people fully vaccinated or fully protected through vaccination remains low. This means that there remains considerable risk that Ireland will experience a further wave of infection if public health measures are eased too quickly. However, modelling has shown that a further wave of infection can be substantially mitigated if levels of social contact across the population remain largely unchanged over the next 6 weeks.
Now, Brian, Dr. Glynn stressed that his message was one of hope. And on that note, just on hospital figures, he said that as of this morning, there are 206 patients in acute hospitals and 48 in ICU. And this is the first time there's been less than 50 patients in critical care since New Year's Day.
Adele, what did the committee hear in terms of this question of easing restrictions?
Yeah, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Collinan asked Dr. Glynn what could the public expect in terms of restrictions and what areas there might be some expectation of movement on that 6 week period.
But the obvious areas would be outdoor activities, sport. I know outdoor dining and hospitality is mentioned as well. Can you give us some indication of, in general terms, what areas we can be expecting to see some movement on in that 6 week period before I move on to post that 6 week period? So people want, as you said, hope. And if you can give us maybe some indication, without being overly specific, if that's what you cannot do, in relation to what we can expect.
So I think the government has already set out in its most recent update, I suppose, a number of areas that they would wish to look at. And I think we would be looking at those areas in particular, such as, for example, click and collect, non-essential retail, further easing in terms of outdoor sports and training, measures like that, and then I suppose outdoor businesses, and then moving on from there. But again, I would hope that by the end of this month we'll be able to set out a plan, or at least an indicative high level approach that we can hopefully adhere to over the following 6 to 8 weeks that will bring us through May, through June and into July.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, and that Oireachtas Committee hearing continues this afternoon.